Hello, my name is Ashley Furr, and I'm a student at Tulsa Community College at West Campus.
Hi, I'm Madison Gray. I'm a student at the Tulsa Community College West Campus as well.
And we're here with Allison, an ESL student at TCC. Allison, can you please state your full name and date of birth?
My name is Allison Yaricera Tawichelanoca. I born in Bolivia.
Okay. So are you originally from Bolivia?
Yes.
Okay. When did you decide to come to the United States?
I have been here November 25 of the last year.
Okay. So you haven't been here very long?
No, just 1 year and 2 months almost.
Oh, okay. So, what is the primary language in Bolivia?
Spanish.
Spanish? Okay.
Are there other languages spoken other than Spanish where you're from?
They speak Aymara, Quechua, Guarani.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, are you a U.S. citizen, or are you here on a green card?
Or a visa?
My father, they, I don't know. Okay, it's a green card, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, green card.
And if you don't know at any time, you can just let us know. Pass mm-hmm. on the question. Okay. What are some cultural differences you've noticed between living in Tulsa and then Bolivia?
First, the food.
The food?
The food, yeah.
Yeah.
It's different. There aren't any fast food.
Yeah.
The streets. There are many cars here. I think it's that.
Okay. What is your favorite food in Tulsa?
Ribs. It was the first meal that I test when I come here.
Okay. And what is your favorite food back home?
Jalito.
What type of transportation do you use in Bolivia?
Buses.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is Tulsa what you expected it to be?
About the city or the people?
Both.
Maybe not.
No.
No, because in the movies, the people look like different.
Is the landscape different between Tulsa and Bolivia?
Landscape?
Mountains
and stuff, streets, and like trees and stuff?
No, there isn't. There aren't trains.
Okay. Is the weather different from here in Bolivia?
No, I think it has same things, but there is a tornado.
not a tornado. Yeah. What are some of the good things about living here in Tulsa?
The healthcare is more complete. Medical care here. Teaching, because I never see a teacher be so funny and be comfortable.
Yeah. That's good. And is there any bad things about living in Tulsa?
Bad things? Maybe there something that I couldn't express my ideas the first time that I come here, and they couldn't understand me, and they prefer to avoid the equation.
Okay. But do you enjoy living here?
Now, yes.
How are you able to attend TCC? Is it for a job or
why I come here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I don't have I have problems speaking.
Okay.
And they can order my ideas. Well, I need some help. That's the reason that I come here.
Yeah. So like to learn English more, like better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How many classes have you taken at TCC?
I think it's five.
Five?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And how many are you currently taking? How many are you taking right now?
It's my first semester.
Okay.
So just the one class?
But it is three, I don't know, sorry.
It's okay.
But yeah, there are five classes in my list.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have any plans for after you finish college or these classes?
No, exactly.
Not exactly?
No.
It's okay, me either. do you have a job here?
No.
No job?
No, okay. Not here.
Did you have one in Bolivia?
I was like, I don't know how to say here, but I was an auxiliary or a person who helped the teacher.
Okay, so you helped the teacher?
Yeah, in practice.
Okay.
Is that a type of career you want to go through? Is like teaching?
Hmm?
Like helping teachers, is that a career you want to go towards?
No, it's just that the class is divided in two parts. The theory class and practice class. It's not the high school, it's university, but you know, but here the study is something different.
Yeah.
Have you had to take any hard tests or anything so far?
Hmm?
Have you had to take hard tests, like, or exams?
I think the test is very easy than test my country.
Yeah? what kind of, like, jobs or careers are you interested in?
Any career, but is have a relationship with medicine.
So like a health career?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And why does that interest you?
I'm not sure.
It does interest you?
Yeah. It's just something.
Do you do any activities through TCC? Like any of the offered?
I participate in some clubs.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, recently I stay in Hispanic Student Association.
Okay.
What all do you do in that?
I am a secretary.
Secretary?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think of like the classroom environment that you are in?
It's very comfortable, it's good. There are many people that I never see, because I never see a person from Vietnam or from India. I never see that.
Are you all close in your classroom? Is it like more of like a family, like you all know each other really well?
Oh, no.
No?
No. Here, I could feel in family.
Yeah. What do you think about the school as a whole, like the environment?
The school?
Yes.
In TCC, because I never stayed in high school here. I think it's good.
You think it's good?
Yeah.
What are some of the things you like about it?
About this place?
Yes.
The place. It have a nice view and a river. I like the rivers. The class, the room class, are so high. I don't have many things, but maybe if I walk, I could remember.
Do you ever get lost in the building?
No.
Do you drive here yourself or do you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Do you like driving?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gives you freedom. Hmm? Freedom, like when you have get to drive yourself somewhere.
Yes. Now, I feel good, but the first time that I tried to drive, it was so nervous.
Yeah.
Do you have to drive a long ways here, or is it like kind of short?
Just a good drive, and I don't know the destiny.
So, is your home far away from the campus?
No, not too far.
Not too far. Okay. Have you made any friends here at the college?
Yes, luckily.
Are they from the same background as you, or different backgrounds?
I don't know where they live.
Okay.
Are they ESL students as well? Hmm? Are they ESL students as well, or like other students that are from here?
No, all my friends share some class.
Yeah.
Okay. What are some of the challenges of being a student here?
Don't have any challenge. Maybe the first challenge is to drive. No.
Do you use like any of the on-campus tutors or the language center or anything like that to get help on work?
I usually go to the library.
Library?
Yes, you have many books that I could take in any moment.
Okay. Do you use the computers in the library?
Oh, no, I don't try, but maybe I could try.
Has TCC provided all of the tools needed to help you?
For the moment, I don't need nothing. I feel comfortable with this.
Okay. How many years do you think you will be in school?
I hope less than 2 years.
Less than 2 years? Are you going after a degree or anything?
Degree?
A degree is like, you know what a degree is?
When you finish a university.
Yeah. So like, are you going after like an associate's degree in like a certain career or?
Maybe, I don't know.
Maybe you haven't decided yet? Yeah.
Yeah, I still decide.
So you don't want to be in school very long?
No, I don't want to stay here studying this career, this class.
How has TCC changed your way of life?
That there are some places that don't share the same ideas, but there are places that could tolerate or have a good response about your opinions.
Okay. Does your family live here with you?
My father and some brothers.
Okay. Do any of them take classes here?
Just one.
Just one?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And do you also have family in Bolivia?
Mm-hmm. I have. How many? It's a big family.
And what is your mother's name?
Jacqueline.
Okay. And your father's name?
Eleuterio.
Okay. And do they have jobs here?
My mother is not here.
Okay.
My father is here, but I don't know what is his job.
Does he attend school or anything?
Hmm?
Does he attend like TCC or anything?
No.
No?
He is not in TCC.
Okay. How many brothers do you have?
Four brothers.
Four brothers? And how old are they?
They old?
Yes.
I think it could be 27. I don't know.
And how old are you?
22.
22?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Has this place changed the way you think about things?
Hmm?
Has TCC changed the way you think?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, mm-hmm. How so? like
listening and other ideas.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You say you had a brother that comes here as well?
Mm-hmm.
What does he do here?
He's taking English class. Mm. Is that?
Do you have any hobbies that you like to do?
Yes, I have, but I just take a moment and I take a moment with my hobby and then I let. It's not frequent.
Do you like any sports?
No, I am bad.
Do you like to watch sports?
No.
No.
Do you like to read or anything?
Maybe fiction.
Fiction books? What's your favorite book?
Looking to the Mirrors? I don't remember.
Mirror.
All the title.
Do you like to watch TV?
Not too much.
Not too much?
No.
Do you plan on going back to Bolivia at all?
I think, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What made you want to come over here to the United States?
To live here?
What made you want to come here to the United States?
Go to Bolivia and come here.
Why I come here?
Yes.
Yeah.
Because I just want to try another place.
Yeah.
Do you plan to travel a lot?
Yes. After I come here, I have the possibility to come for some years, and when I finish the high school, I think I could come here, but there was some problems. Then I just let the idea to come here, and I prefer to forget the idea. Then the opportunity come back and I take the first flight.
The first flight here?
Yes.
Do you like it in Oklahoma? Do you go outside of Tulsa a lot?
It's the first state that I live.
Yeah.
I don't have
Okay. Do you like to go shopping at all?
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
no. Do you like clothes and shoes?
No, just I like to see.
You like to see things?
Yeah, more than buy.
So what kind of places do you like to eat at?
Eat?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. No, I don't have any favorite place.
What's your favorite food? Like, type of food?
Type of food?
Yeah.
I don't know. There are many foods.
Many foods?
French fries, hamburger, chicken, ribs. I love ribs.
Okay. Yeah. I get that.
Well, you said you've been here around a year. Did you go to the fair at all?
Mm-hmm.
The Tulsa Fair?
Fair?
With the rides and different food and...
No, the last year I didn't ride. Then I couldn't go to another place.
Do you go to the movies at all?
No, but no. I want to go.
Yeah. So, did you go ice skating at all?
Ice skating?
Yeah. Do you know what ice skating is?
Like something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On your feet.
No.
No?
Is it too cold for that?
No, it's just I couldn't try.
Yeah.
It is really difficult.
Very difficult.
You fall a lot.
Yes.
But it is fun.
Yeah. It's just really cold.
Yeah.
What are, like, the cultural differences? Mm-hmm. Like, how, like, do you do things different in Bolivia than what you do here?
Yes. The family, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Because the son or the daughter, they live like independent person. And in my country, usually when you are young, you stay with your family, you finish to study, and you help your family, and you continue with this.
So you, like, stay in your family, you don't, like, go out on your own or anything?
Yeah, but I think the father, they let the sons or the children go.
Yeah. Is your routine different than it was there? Like your routine, your daily routine, what you would do every day?
The routine?
Yeah, is it different from Bolivia?
Different. Especially when you have to buy some groceries.
Yeah, buy groceries.
Because I usually go with two bags, heavy bags.
Yeah.
Walking. But now I could take the car and be comfortable.
Yeah, you go.
What kind of car do you drive?
I don't know.
You don't know, you just drive one?
No.
Do you have a boyfriend?
No.
No.
No. Too complicated.
Too complicated, yeah. Yes.
Yeah. Did you say the weather was the same as it is here, or is it different?
Oh. Yeah, it's the same. Just
the same.
No tornadoes in where I live. But in the other place, in La Paz, it usually happen. A little tornado, not too.
Yeah, not like a big one or anything.
Yeah.
Does it get really cold there or really hot at times?
Where I was living, yes. It's warm, but when the winter come, it's so cold, but there isn't snow.
Do you remember one of your favorite things from Bolivia growing up, like as a kid?
No, I don't remember.
You don't remember?
No.
Do you plan on getting a job here?
Hmm?
Do you plan on getting, like, a job or starting a career here?
No, I don't work here.
No?
Mm-mm.
After your 2 years of school, do you plan on getting one? Like, I think you said you wanted to go into, like, a health career, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what kind of health?
No.
No. No. Do you want to be, like, a doctor or a nurse?
I was thinking about be a nurse.
A nurse, yeah. You want to do that on, like, little kids, older people, middle-aged people?
I don't know what the nurses do here, but in my country, the nurses stay in the hospital.
Yeah.
And care sickness people.
Is that somewhere you would want to work, is like a hospital?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah? Mm-hmm. Like a bigger environment?
Yeah, why not?
So you do well with, like, needles and blood? Do you do well with blood and...
No, I don't have problem with blood.
You don't have problem with blood?
No.
Do you plan on having any children?
No.
No?
No.
No, it scared me, the birth. I see my brother, the birth of my brother, my little brother, then I don't want to.
How old is your youngest brother?
Huh?
How old is your youngest brother?
16.
Mhm. Does he lives here?
Yes.
Does he go to school?
Mhm. Yes.
Does he go to high school?
Yes.
Does he like high school?
I think so.
Does he find it confusing? Do you know?
I don't know. He just go and come back.
So you said it's different going, like, grocery shopping. Like, what's different about grocery shopping here and then?
Because you have time to take what do you need, and if you want to check some offers, you could go walk. It's relax. Yeah.
Do you make a grocery list whenever you go? Like a grocery list? Do you make a list of stuff you need?
No, I don't like.
No, you just go and get what you need.
Mm-hmm. And the difference is that in the markets,
Yeah.
In my country, it's very full. The people don't stay walking, thinking. No, the people are moving this moment. You have to walk, and you have to see if any thief is follow you.
Did you have to take a driving test?
Driving test?
Did you have to get tested on how well you drive before you got your driver's license?
No, my father teach me.
Your father taught you?
Yeah. He put me away. Go drive.
Was it hard to figure out how to drive?
Yes.
What's the most difficult thing about it for you?
Put the food in the car.
Do you listen to the radio at all when you're driving?
Huh?
The radio, do you listen to it while you're driving?
Yes.
Do you like it? What kind of music do you like?
No. Just to feel with some company, I put the radio.
Have you been to any, like, events here in Tulsa?
Events?
I think they do, like, movie nights down Guthrie Green. They have, the fair, one of them.
Or a concert.
Yeah, there's
or
concerts going on. There's, have you been to any art museums or anything like that?
Mm-hmm. Do you like art?
Art?
Art, like paintings and pictures?
Yes, but I don't have a list of what kind of art.
Yeah.
Art is like me. Just I see and I enjoy the moment.
Yeah. Do you plan on getting married at all?
No.
So you plan on just doing it all on your own? Or are you planning on staying with your family?
Now I want to stay with my family, but in the future maybe this idea changed. Like in the past, because when I was in Santa Cruz, the idea of a woman is to marriage before 18, include 16 years, I see my friends to be pregnant and they should to marry. But in this country, you could feel free to choose if you want to marry or stay alone. What do you want to do?
Is that why you want to wait? Is that you have the choice to wait to get married?
I feel comfortable here because you could choose, but I don't have any plans to marry.
Do you plan on going to other states?
Yes, I want to visit the New York.
New York? Yeah.
Well, I have not even been to New York. Is it nice there?
I don't know. It's I think it's a big country.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big states. I don't know where the. No, just because I see some picture about the principal attraction in the United States, but I don't know where it is situated.
What made you want to go to New York? Like, why did you go to New York?
Because there are more snow than here. I want to make some toy or I don't know.
A snowman.
Yeah. I want to make this.
Do you like the snow?
Yes. Well, where I was, no, there isn't snow, but I want to see snow.
Yeah.
More snow.
Yeah.
Did you go to New York City, like the big buildings and city?
Yeah, I want to go for this, but more for snow.
Just the snow?
Yes.
Is there anywhere else you want to go?
Huh?
Is there anywhere else that you want to go here?
No, I don't know.
No, you don't know.
Anywhere with snow?
No. It's snow.
Just snow.
Do you like the cold better?
I think, yes.
Yeah, because of the snow. Yeah.
Do you like the rain?
Yeah, that's why I don't have problem.
Yeah.
Because it's too little.
Do you like the weather change here? How it changes from like being hot and cold every day?
It's okay, but it's not too much rain here.
Yeah, it'll get there. Trust me, when April comes, it'll rain every day.
I know, we didn't get snow at all this
year. Yeah, we were supposed to snow tomorrow, and then they're like, oh, no, it's going to be 38. Yeah.
Do you have any questions for us?
Yes. Why did you do that?
Why did I do what?
This.
The interview?
Yeah. I found it to be interesting hearing, like, someone else's point of view that's from another country that came here and had to learn, like, another language.
Why do you like about your country?
What do I like about the country?
Yes.
The food. Definitely the food.
I do, yeah. I enjoy the food, and I like living here in Oklahoma because there's a lot of land, and it's pretty.
The weather changes are pretty cool, too.
Yeah, because you get to experience all the weather.
In, like, 1 week.
Yeah.
What about the neighbors?
The neighbors?
Yes.
I have neighbors.
I have a lot of neighbors.
I actually have one that's, like, connected to my house right now. Yeah. So I live in, like, a duplex condo thing. Oh. So there's, like, two houses connected.
Yeah, there is walls, no? Something.
There is wall. Oh. Like, it is separate, but they're connected at the same time.
Yes.
I live on a bunch of land, so, like, my neighbors, they have cows and chickens and stuff, so.
Oh.
Yeah, it's nice.
Do you like animals?
Yes.
Is there a lot of animals from where you're from, like farming and stuff?
Yes.
Yeah.
There are many cats, a little dogs, and two dogs. That's.
Do you have pets here?
No.
No?
No.
I don't either. Do you have any more questions for us?
How is the high school?
The high school?
High school.
Yes.
Mine's pretty small, my high school. There's not very many people there, so everyone knows about each other, and it's good and it's bad.
I come from a bigger school, but everyone knows each other there as well. It's kind of weird.
And then you finish your high school, or you are...
This is our last year.
Yeah, we are seniors.
Yeah, we'll be graduating here in May.
Yeah.
We'll be starting college next semester.
Can I ask something? Why is the education of their parents is how they educate the child, the children? How the parents educate their children?
How did the parents locate their children?
Yes.
My mom and dad know where I'm at, basically, by, like, my phone. So, like, they call me and stuff. Yeah, track you.
Yeah.
We got this app, and, like, it shows where I'm at, so they know I'm safe and stuff. Or, like, they'll call or text me, like, hey, where you at?
Do you have a phone?
Yes.
Is that how your dad contacts you?
I don't know.
If you don't have any more questions, that's
okay. Fine. Yeah.
No, I think I have, but I don't know which one. How do you resolve the problems here?
How do we solve problems here?
Yes.
I sit and think about it for a while, try to figure out like a plan of what I'm gonna do. Or sometimes, like if it's in the moment, then I can get it then too.
I think so.
That's it?
Yes.
Okay. Well, thank you for letting us
You're welcome.
Find more about you, and it was really nice to meet you.
Yeah, it was nice to meet you.
Okay.
I like hearing your stories.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.